Thank you. I'll just open up in prayer before we start. Lord, we come before you today, Lord, and we just want to thank you. Thank you for life. We thank you we've got this opportunity to come and discuss your word, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to be with us. Help us just to impact it into our hearts, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, Father. Amen. Well, it's good to be back here. I always love a wee trip to Renfrew. Today I just want to speak on a short passage in the Bible, and that short passage is in Mark 12:41-44, and it's the widow's offering. Jesus sat at the near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called to his disciples and said to them, "I'll tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others with which are making contributions, for they are tiny part of their surplus, but she poor, and she has given everything she had to live on." And you can imagine, back then in the synagogue, big massive, massive place the synagogue was, many, many rich people attended the synagogue. And dotted all over the place was these big massive collection boxes. And it wasn't just a box like this, a wooden box, and that was it. It was a box, and then it had a big massive metal funnel. And when people would come, there came loads of rich people, a lot of wealthy people, and each box was a bit different, and they would drop stuff in. So if I dropped in, whatever I dropped in, the louder the noise, the more people went, "Oh wow, look, Craig's just dropped in. He's dropped in quite a lot." And then somebody else would drop in, and it'd be ding, 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 and it'd be making massive, massive noises. And so people that were rich would drop in precious stones, they would drop in. Sometimes they would show off. Sometimes they would just try to impress people, they would just try to impress, "Look what I've got, look the wealth that I've got," and stuff like that. But then you've got the wee widow who comes along, and she drops in two wee coins, and nobody probably heard it because they were that light. They were, I think two coins were probably worth one penny, and nobody heard what she dropped in, you know. But as I said in the scripture there, Jesus is sitting with his disciples, and he stops, and he notices. Says that to the disciples, "That lady there, she's given more than everybody in this whole place. She has given more than everybody in this whole place." See, the widow wasn't just poor. She's vulnerable. She was isolated. She's struggling daily. Because see, back then, if you're a widow, you were an outcast. Nobody wanted to know you. Nobody wanted nothing to do with you. You were basically useless to people, because back then a wife was so good for a person to do everything else and do stuff. When you became a widow, you were, away you go, you know. And the poor wee lady had nothing. She had no steady provision, no social standing, she had no voice. And when she's walking into the synagogue to go and to give her tithing, give money, whatever, she's not looked upon. Everybody's ignoring her. She's nothing. She's nothing. And you know something, friends? That's the way I felt at one point in my life. I was nothing. I was an outcast. I was rejected. I was a drug addict. I'll mention it many times in here, and I don't mind mentioning it, because when the Lord Jesus comes into somebody's life and changes it so much, you've got to mention it. I was an outcast. Nobody wanted to know me. I became an alcoholic. I was in prison. I was absolutely nothing. Abandoned, rejected. The same with this wee widow. She's abandoned, rejected, nobody want to know her. But you know what? The Lord seen her heart. The Lord seen her heart, and he wanted to know her. See, God doesn't just see our victories. He sees our quiet struggles. The prayers you whisper when nobody hears you. The tears we wipe away when nobody notices. I was just saying to Moira earlier on, we're talking about my brother. I lost my brother, that's a year ago. I lost him. And I struggled big time. Many a times I parked up the car and just sat and cried and cried and cried. But many a times Jesus came along and wiped the tears from my eyes. And picked me up and said, you know what, son? I've got you. I've got you through this. I've took you through all the addiction. I've took you through alcoholism. I've took you through prison. And I've set your feet up on a rock just now. What else am I going to do for you? But you know what? I just need to be like the wee widow. And give him my heart. Trust in him with all my heart. Because at the end of the day, Jesus was my only answer. I used to sit in many people's houses, drinking and doing whatever, all that silly, horrible stuff. I used to sit and say, I want to change. I want to change. How can I change? Just give me one chance to change and I will change. I will grab that chance and I will never ever turn back. And I was honest, I meant it with all my heart, that that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to change, but I didn't know what is change. How do you change? How do you go about getting change? Until one day, I standing just like this, and I've told you this before, standing just like this, without putting my hands out to catch myself, steaming drunk, I went, boom, face splattered all over the pavement. Staggered home. Cut a long story short, I looked in the mirror. I just broke down in tears. And I said to myself, is this it, Craig? Is this it? Is this what you want to do with your life? And I'm saying to myself, who can help me? Who can help me? And then I remembered this man, a Christian man, who always offered me help when I was a wee boy, Roy Lees. I said, why don't you try and phone him? I phoned him. And his words were, I've been praying for you for 18 years. He got me away to Teen Challenge. He got me into Teen Challenge. I got rid of my drug addiction. I sorted my mental health out. I got a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm now standing here, no longer the man who thinks I was useless, no longer the man who was rejected, no longer the man who was abandoned and an outcast. I stand here, a child in Christ, set free. And you know what? That life is there for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you've done. That life is there for everybody. God sees our struggles, but he also sees your faith and he sees your heart. If we don't have it all together, same baby lady. She didn't have any stability. She had no safety net. She had no perfect situation. But she became an example of what Jesus wants. She became an example of what he loves. And she might have said, I've not got nothing. Same with myself. Maybe same with some people in here in this room today. I've not got nothing. What can God do with me? I'm this, I'm that, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug taker, I'm absolutely nothing. What can God do with me? God would say, that's exactly the person I'm looking for. That's exactly the person I'm looking for. And do you know what? If he can take a wee guy like me and take me out of the pit, the destruction, the absolute chaos, I can stand up here and tell you all day long the horrible sin stuff that I've done in my life. But you know what? God picked me up and said, you're not that boy anymore. You're not that man anymore. What I want to do with you is I want to use you to go and tell young people to go down the right path. And that's what I've done. I'm now a schools worker. I go to all the schools and speak to 500 kids in front of 400 kids, 500 kids, loads of kids or whoever, and say, do you know what, guys, don't be like me. Don't be the way I went. Go this way. This is a life to live. Never mind all that stuff. And that's what God can do with our lives. No matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter our circumstances, God can change our lives like that and transform it so much so it's mind-boggling, honestly. You never get ahead in it. Well, the lady offered 2 coins. That was it. To her, that was everything. That's all she had. To other people, it's nothing. You know, so it's like a wee example of when your kid comes along and gives you a drawing. To other people, and I'm not saying news, I'm just saying to other people, it's a mess. It's just a draft scribble. But to me, that's precious. When me Ruby comes up, Daddy, Daddy, that's for you. That's for you. Do you know why it's precious? Because she means it with all her heart. She put all her heart into that. And you know what, friends? That's what that wee lady done. She put all her heart, all her savings and everything else into the collection box. That's what the Lord does with us. He puts all his heart into our lives because he loves us, he cares for us, and he wants us, you know. God's seen that lady's offering as a small act of obedience, a quiet faithfulness. You know, anybody can trust God when life is going easy. But this widow trusted God, and she didn't know how tomorrow would look. She had every reason to hold back her two wee coins, but she still gave. It's like standing on the edge of uncertainty. And saying to God, I don't understand, but I trust you anyway. That's what we lady was doing. Do you know what? This is all I've got. I don't understand where I'm going to be tomorrow. I don't understand where I'm going to get my next meal. I don't understand what's going to happen, but do you know what? I trust you anyway. And that's what we should do with our lives. I don't understand where you're going to take me because sometimes I feel unworthy to have a good life. But do you know what? I'm going to give it anyway. I'm going to try it. And the main thing I can give you is my heart. Do you know, the wee widow walked in unnoticed by people. But she walked out recognised by Jesus. She walked in absolutely nothing. Just a wee, that's just a wee old, just a wee lady. She's a widow. Well, all the rest of them are lit up with their coins and all their fancy, whatever else they've got. And throwing the big stones into the symbol thing, making big sounds. She walked in absolute nothing. But she walked out probably the most important person in that place. All because she gave her heart and gave two wee coins. See, friends, God sees our struggles. God sees your sacrifice. But he also sees your trust. Put my trust in him. And it's hard. It's hard for people to put their trust in someone when life hasn't been going good. How am I meant to put my trust in this and that? How am I meant to do that if my life has been an absolute mess for years and years and years? Well, friends, today I can stand up here a testimony of God's grace and God's love and tell you the only thing you need today is open your heart. Ask him to come into your heart and let him do the rest. All it takes is one wee small step. One wee small step, but do you know what, Lord, I'm here. I've got nothing, but if you want to use me and take my life, you can do it. I mentioned this before as well. Sorry if I repeat myself all the time, but I mentioned this before. I went to Teen Challenge, the Christian Rehab Centre, for people that don't know. And I went there to get clean. And I went there to, once I get clean, I was going to leave. I was standing up the back of a chapel service, singing a song. And I was hard-hearted, pushing against it. I don't want all this Christian stuff. I don't want all this Bible bashing stuff and all that, I would say. And then I was singing the song. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let me live in ceaseless praise. And I was still standing up the back just thinking I was a wee hard man, hitting a bit, singing this song. Just next minute, floods of tears. That was it. That was it. I gave my life to Jesus. He helped me. Since then, I never picked up a cigarette, a drink, a drug, nothing. And praise God, that is 16 years this month. Not one cigarette, nothing at all. I'm sickened by a whole lot of it. And bless me with a wonderful life. I've got a wee daughter at 9, a wee daughter at 6. My life isn't perfect. Nobody's life's perfect. But do you know what? I'm in a happier and better place because I gave him my heart. I just want to put this question to everybody, and I'm putting it to myself today as well. Friends, it's not just me standing speaking at you, I'm speaking to myself as well today and challenging myself. What is our 2 mites? What is our 2 coins? What is God asking you to trust him with today? Your situation, your future, your resources, your heart, your job. Is he asking you to trust him with certain issues in your life just now? Certain problems in your family? Certain things that are getting in your way from progressing into the better life that you want? What is our 2 coins that we want to offer today? What is the 2 things, or more than 2 things, that we want to put in front of Jesus today? We don't need to answer that out loud. We just need to have a wee think to ourselves, and then later on, when if you pray, whatever, maybe pray to God and ask him to help with them things. But what is the things that you want Jesus to help you with today? Ming, I'll be honest, is a big thing. Is the grief from my brother. I struggle daily. I don't tell my wife. Why are you getting so snappy? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? I don't want to go and sit down and talk because I don't want to see a weakness. I don't want her to think the man of the house or the father of the house or husband of the house is weak. So I need to give it to Jesus. But as we all know, grief is a very, very hard thing, and it's a long process, do you know? But I just need to trust in God that he can step in and take them coins off of me and let him deal with it, do you know? You may feel like what you have isn't enough, but when it's placed in God's hands, it becomes more than enough. It's more than enough. So I dare say my point is today, guys. Look at the wee widow. She had nothing. But she gave everything. She gave her heart. She felt abandoned. She felt rejected at times and whatever else. But God seen. a good heart. Now what I'd leave you with a poem, forgive me if I've already read it to some people, but one of the reasons why I do it is because ever since I got saved from day one, that poem has helped me in a big, big way. Do you know? And if after this, if anybody wants to speak to me, just a wee friendly chat or whatever else, I'd be more than welcome to chat to anybody, because you know what? As I said earlier, my life is an absolute mess. And when I say that it was a mess, it was a mess. And for Jesus to come into my life and transform it, transform my heart, transform my life, and set my feet upon a rock and use me in a good way, I'd gladly sit and tell people about it. I'd gladly sit and share the love of Jesus Christ, because you know what? Without Jesus in my life, I'm absolutely nothing. I am absolutely nothing. And I'll just close with this wee prayer. It's called Salvation. The look of loss, loneliness and despair. When you need someone to really care, to take away the pain so hard to bear, come to Jesus, to him your burdens share. Come to him with sins untold, forgiveness is there to behold. The sins he bore for you and me on the cross at Calvary. No matter how big the sin, he's there to let you in. Oh, how he longs to touch your heart, to give you a fresh start. It is a free gift by his mercy and grace. What a joy to express the future to face. His promises and unconditional love, so you can always look to him above. Ask him into your heart today, because there's no other way. He says, come, come, come to me. You have assurance of eternity. Amen.
Let's just close with a word of prayer, shall we? Our God, we thank you for the time we've been able to spend this afternoon and sing songs about your love. And now for the message we've heard from Craig, we thank you for his life, for the change that you have wrought in him, that you've transformed him. And we thank you that you've transformed all of us, how we all were once lost in sin and sunk in ruin, yet Jesus Christ lifts all of us up by his love. And we pray for anyone here today who does not know the love of Jesus, that they would come and have a chat with anyone they trust and they know, and that they could be pointed to the greatest love that's ever been shown at the cross. And we pray that there would be a work of your Spirit done, and for now, as we would go home, we pray that you would bless Craig and you would take us all to our homes safely as well. In Jesus' name, amen.